Hello and welcome back. Redbeard here. Had our drinks refreshed. Talked about the quest, playing our instruments, and I'm actually interested in hearing our friend Chester sing a rhyming verse.
A rhyming verse, you say?
Yeah, let's put that magic bone to work.
Perhaps a little draught of mead before you start, my friend.
Of course.
Yes.
Cheers, Round. Cheers, Round.
Cheers, my lady.
You put me in the spotlight, sir. I cannot. I must have inspiration first.
My friend, how about the nice spring wildflowers in the side of the mountains, please? Graces with some rhyming.
Spring wildflowers? Yes, in the blooming mountains.
You're a sorcerer. I know you have it in you.
We go down the mountain and smell the flowers.
I passed out for a minute there.
I'm afraid. Sorcerers, sometimes they do this.
Self harm. That was quite a hard headbang there.
Oh, if I do say so myself, that was a very hard headbang on the table.
Oh man.
It's a stiff oak table.
I must tell you, I passed out.
Forehead is bleeding.
It was not a purpose.
But I will go ahead.
Oh no!
Chester, my lord. I mean,
my sorcerer powers.
This
is quite the healing spell, might I say.
I will go ahead and add the rhyme. Sitting in this club, grabbing some rum and grub.
That doesn't very rhyme.
Yes.
Go back to your trash heap, rat man.
Typical of the rat folk.
Well, you see these yellow teeth are rotting in my skull. I can't help it. They hurt so bad I cannot think straight.
Understand.
I hear you must chew non-stop or those teeth will kill you.
That's right. That bacteria. No, I'll tell you, that bacteria is my friend.
Well, my friends. This quest we have with the Duke and Duchess of Wildonia. It's coming up 2 to 3 weeks from now. I'd like to get ready. Do we have any songs in particular we'd like to play at the festivities for them?
I mean, Redbeard, my dear friend, would you perhaps do a reprisal of the song you sang to me so many years ago?
Of course.
Except maybe changing some of the lyrics, of course, to stimulate juices among the newlyweds.
No, are we speaking of the song that I first sang?
Yes, to me, when I was lost.
Yes, well, let me just set up the context here. There was a young apprentice that wandered down into the caverns, and I greeted him with a smile. I pulled my lute off my shoulder and began to play this song. Well, my young apprentice, your time has come. Down into the dark mines, your body has become. And now I will sing you to sleep. You can come into my hovel. And don't be too surprised if I wake you up with loud shovels. Beating against your forehead, the dwarven way. And then if there's nothing left to do for my expenses, you must pay. How's that? Pretty decent.
My dear friend.
Amen, my brothers.
My friend Redbeard, I always think of this song you sang to me so many years ago.
Of course.
It's quite the song.
Yes, I remember.
Quite the song.
Kept you coming back. And then I finally talked to you about the surface world, and here I am.
Well,
out in the surface.
Now that I remember, your vocals bring me to a state of self-inflection. I remember that I do have capabilities in the percussion. Percussion instrument.
Yes,
speaking of
sorcerers, your vocals blow me out of the water if a sorcerer and a wizard must say.
Are you sure your name isn't Sebastian?
Amon. Speaking of percussion instruments, I've met a lady.
A rat million lady.
A rat lady, yes, she's beautiful.
Please.
She's beautiful, as in beautiful, I mean disgusting.
Like,
she has one of the thickest tails I've ever seen.
Oh, rat tail.
Oh, yes.
I stick it in my...
I can use that as a potion ingredient.
We seem to have gotten off track.
I mean, often, I mean, no offense, my rat man, but as sorcerers and wizard folk, we tend to use many of your body parts for potions.
Well, often in the rat culture, women that are of rat culture, of course, are into anything without even talking about it.
I mean, we usually chop them up and boil them down.
I'm curious.
That comes later.
What sort of rat parts do you use?
I mean, the tail is quite sought after.
Not only will she whip me with it, but she'll also, as I said, stick it in my...
Well, yes, we usually...
A little bit of penetration.
That's right.
Come now. We're talking about high class things here.
Oh, you know, I'll tell you, she's high class already.
But then we usually grind the teeth down as well.
Yes.
Usually while it's living, the adrenaline that pumps through the teeth somehow.
She'll also stick her teeth in my...
All right. Now this, as you can see, it's a typical perversion again of the rat folk.
Well, just look at the numbers of...
But actually, the rat teeth, we usually make... Well, that's wizard at the Academy of Whistfield.
Oh, forgive me.
No. Hold, rat man. Hold. We usually use the rat teeth powder for a concoction of fertility. It usually gets the slug... erect.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Redbeard knows.
You guys have me wrong.
Remember, Redbeard, when I found you and that wood nymph in that field?
Oh, goodness, what did you say?
Remember that spell I cast upon you?
I'll tell you what, I was rock hard for quite some time.
You guys have me all wrong. Bye.
I must relieve myself, Barkeep!
Okay, bye. I've meant my penis. The entire time, my penis hole, of course. She sticks her rat tail in there, she sticks her rat teeth in there. Everything disgusting that you can think of, she stuffs trash in there. Oh. And it is beautiful.
Oh. In the urethra.
In the urethra, that is correct. No.
Now, is it true rat men have two buttholes?
No, what have you heard? Where have you heard this?
I thought every rat man had two buttholes.
No, of course not.
One for the in, one for the out.
Savages? No. Just rat teeth in the urethra, that's all.
In the high class realm of a sorcerer, I have heard that you have one physical butthole and one spiritual butthole.
That is definitely true. Okay. I've heard that.
So
what does
I feel
that mean?
It.
I
so know. Technically, you do have two.
No.
Two anus entrances, if you must.
Definitely not.
Definitely
no.
not?
No. One anus entrance, one spiritual entity that enters my body through my anus.
What enters through this anal galore you may speak of?
Well, let me tell you. It's definitely not rat teeth, because that enters through my urethra. Other than that, the spiritual entities that enter through my anus. My spiritual anus, of course, that being.
Yes.
Is my bitchy fucking wife.
Oh, of course.
Oh, the blood thickens
yellow
rat's
rat band. Teeth in the urethra.
Not only her teeth go in there.
Because
that goes in mainly to the
How'd you meet your wife?
Well, I was walking down the cobblestone road. She approached me. She approached me with a piece of trash. Of course, I can't help myself.
Oh, yes, of course.
Foul rat! Get out of my seat!
It was just so comfortable, and I saw some trash.
Now that we have a high-class member as Dane Such enters, I must relieve myself, Chester the Sorcerer. Just
hold up, I didn't finish my story of how I met my wife.
Yeah, how did
okay,
you meet
I
your
will
wife?
Sit.
I'm curious.
My
I'll
girlfriend, see. Wife, whatever you want to call her, we don't have that kind of...
Do rat people get married?
Honestly, we live for about 30 days, so...
Tell me, sweet rat, what day are you at?
Really want to know?
Please let me know.
I've been drinking for 7 straight days. I've been living for 7 years. They thought we were supposed to live for 30 days.
That's a shame.
I've outlived all my people. That's why I'm living in my dumpster all alone now.
I thought you had a wife.
I had 34 brothers and sisters, at least that I knew of. I do have a wife.
I thought you said you lived alone.
I do live alone.
But where's your wife at?
As you can see, the cognitive abilities of... be a rat fogo.
Rat life is complicated. I'm 7 years old. I was only supposed to live for 30 days.
I mean, even 7 years for a rat is pretty long.
I'm not a rat, I'm a rat man.
Of course, of course.
Rat man, that is.
Do you know how the existence of the rat man became? Were they just always rat men, or did
one day a man took a rat and used it as a fleshlight, and kaboom! Rat man.
Fleshlight.
What is a fleshlight?
Men. Boys. You guys must be boys. Fleshlight is the flesh of the sun. Get it? Flesh light. And use it on your penis. Ah. And that's the definition of a fleshlight.
Again, another example of the low cognitive abilities of the rat.
He has his uses. He has his uses, though. He's
collect trash and make very potent alcohol.
No, Redbeard, please, your optimism is sometimes too much unwarranted for such lowly folk.
I try to see the positive in everything, but...
Yeah, I mean, you're a bard. I mean, maybe a little cynicism, would do you well. I mean, the folk of the wood elves, they quite like a little bit of melancholy.
Of course. You know, I must speak to you, though. I've been seeing someone recently. I'd like your advice.
Yes, please.
She studies a little bit of the arcane arts.
Ooh.
But she refers to herself as a witch rather than a wizard.
All right, let me tell you. Okay, you've got me all right up now, Redbeard. The witch... Now, I must be honest. Well, the rat man is gone. Between sorcerer, between friendly dwarf, and wizard, well, I'm sorry, apprentice, he's back. I once had a run-in with a witch.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Now, let me tell you, these witches...
are bitches.
In most ways, yes. This witch, she had such the air about her. Yes. Oh, my sweet Redbeard.
So does this
She
witch.
Cast some spell on me. The infatuation I felt! The infatuation I felt! Just quite sweet.
Barkeep!
And sincere.
Bring me more rat ale, I'm all out!
Oh, she was my muse, my friend.
I'm sure, this one has captured my, interest
the song,
as well.
The songs you sing.
Her name's Agatha.
They always commune this witch's name to me. Her name was Regonia.
Ooh. This one, she has a nice green tint to her, and she always just pulls out these large green breasts.
Yes,
Does she happen to be part frog?
Okay, that speech needs to stop, but these witches, they always have quite a large bosom.
From what I understand, they trade their beauty for magical power as well, so it can only get worse from here.
Man, this is what I found out. At the end of my time with this Regalia, I found that her true form was that of an old hag.
Ah, of course.
She had, given me harris.
Jerome would love that.
She'd give me oral services, and quite enjoyable, I must say, but once you climax, you see the true form of the witch.
Of course.
And of course, I saw she was the old hag, and then
my grandma was never good at blowjobs, so I can see the...
Yeah, my friend.
Well, the typical rat woman has six ginormous bosoms.
Yes, and...
and I slide my 10-pound schlong...
Yes.
...through all six of them at once, and it immediately makes me,
Very aroused.
Very aroused, if you could say that.
I'd like to meet a nice rat woman.
A rat woman. Listen to this dwarf. I'd love to just see the inner workings of his mind.
You're sick.
I'd love a nice little furry rat woman.
Of course, all of you would.
Six tits.
Six ginormous bosoms.
Well, I think that might be our time for today. It's been a pleasure. We'll have to get back with you on how our quest goes to write some music.
How shall
we
eradicate these rat folk? Like, do you have any sort of poison?
It's called arsenic, you retard.
No, there is some sort of...
High King Heitler might be able to assist.
Oh, King Heitler, he's been trying to get these rat folk out of the southern kingdoms for quite the while.
Of course.
I bet the saucer and I will continue this on the other days, but please.
Thank you for listening.
The seer stone shall end.
Logging off.